Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 4th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Burden of chronic kidney disease and outcomes following hospitalization for heart failure. This 5-year longitudinal cohort analysis established chronic kidney disease as a significant comorbidity influencing outcomes following heart failure hospitalization. The study demonstrated a framework for comparing clinical events, healthcare resource utilization, and direct costs between heart failure patients with and without a chronic kidney disease diagnosis. This investigation highlights the critical impact of chronic kidney disease on patient management and economic burden within this population. Article number 2. Role of imaging techniques in monitoring atrial cardiomyopathy and atrial failure, a scientific statement. This scientific statement established atrial cardiomyopathy as a distinct pathological entity characterized by structural, functional, and electrical abnormalities. It demonstrated that early identification and longitudinal monitoring of atrial remodeling are crucial for improving risk stratification, guiding therapeutic decisions, and assessing treatment response. The statement concluded that clinical evaluation alone is insufficient, thereby highlighting the essential role of advanced imaging techniques in detecting and monitoring these abnormalities to improve patient outcomes. Article number 3. Mutton HF, rationale and design of a study of an indigenous food is medicine intervention. This study established nutrition insecurity as a major driver of poor cardiovascular health within indigenous communities. It designed MUTTON-HF, medically utilized tailored traditional foods to optimize nutrition and heart failure, an indigenous culturally tailored food as medicine intervention. The design demonstrated a community-based participatory method for utilizing traditional pre-contact foods to improve heart failure outcomes and quality of life in these populations. Article number 4. Sex differences in outcomes of young adults hospitalized with first myocardial infarction from 2011 to 2022. This analysis found that acute myocardial infarction hospitalizations are increasing in young adults aged 18 to 54 years in the United States between 2011 and 2022. The study identified sex-based differences in outcomes for young adults hospitalized with their first myocardial infarction. It established in-hospital mortality as the primary endpoint, specifically stratified by ST segment elevation myocardial infarction and non-ST segment elevation myocardial infarction subtypes and sex, underscoring the critical need to understand these disparities. Article number 5. Associations between sustained methamphetamine/amphetamine use and left ventricular dysfunction in a cohort of women living with and without HIV. This study identified that women with H1.5 experience a disproportionately high prevalence of substance use, which is associated with cardiac disease. Researchers measured left ventricular systolic dysfunction and diastolic dysfunction, conditions preceding clinical heart failure, in a cohort of 1651 women. This investigation established a framework for examining the associations between sustained methamphetamine and amphetamine use and these specific cardiac dysfunctions in women living with and without H1. 5. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.